You're now tuned in to Sheriff Says
Sup.
Just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
What's up, everybody? We're going to talk about Planned Parenthood today. Planned Parenthood CEO and president, is it Lena or Leanna? Leanna or Lena Wynn was fired because she wouldn't say men can get pregnant. That's what Steven Crowder reports at S. Crowder on Twitter. That's interesting. So we're going to talk about defunding Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood should be defunded because they talked my ex into having an abortion, and she went into severe depression afterwards. She went into such severe depression, she ended up becoming so insecure that she became a human slave. And she was accepting of the fact that they were putting heroin in her. And she was asking me for heroin the last time I saw her. And I didn't know what to make of the situation. I didn't know anything about any of that. That's not my world. I don't deal with that. But she wasn't like that. She used to not be like that. And so it was really bad that that happened to her because she ended up dying of an overdose, they say. Dying of an overdose in Pahrump, Nevada. And if you know what's in Pahrump, Nevada, you know what's in Pahrump, Nevada. But the point of the matter is that she was talked into having the abortion. She didn't want to have the abortion. She was talked into having it. And I wasn't there at Planned Parenthood because she was in another state. And now, the kid wasn't mine. The kid was somebody else's. And I'm not sure, you know, what exactly happened. But from what she said is that she got raped that night. Now, I don't know because I wasn't there, but I believed her. She had a level of conviction. And I know her. And I was dating her, so she would tell me things, you know? And she wouldn't tell me things that weren't true. She had never lied to me like that. But she didn't talk much about it, I'll tell you that. She didn't want to talk much about it, and she didn't want me to do anything about it either. About the fact that she had been raped, so I questioned it. I didn't know if it was real or not. But then she ended up pregnant. Definitely wasn't because of me. I've been dating her for like 2 years and we'd never even had a scare. But what scares me about this is the fact that Planned Parenthood is doing this to other people. And so they're covering up rape and all types of things. All types of things. My friend on Twitter, at the Modern Finn, Zoe the Great or Zoe the Great, she posts a lot of things about this, and it's crazy what goes on with Planned Parenthood. Should we defund them, or shouldn't we defund them? I think we should. They're a ridiculous company doing ridiculous things, and I don't know how or why Brett Kavanaugh came up in the subject of him doing something. He did something for Planned Parenthood after we got him elected and stuff, and everybody stuck up for him online and whatnot. So, you know, there's that. But I'm not saying that for anybody to take it out on him or anything like that, because it's not like that at all. All I'm saying is that happened, you know? Now, that could have been something that was dug up from the past. I don't know. I don't know all the facts on that. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I'm not saying anything about it. I'm just bringing it up. And sorry for bringing it up, actually. But the point of the matter is that, you know, Planned Parenthood has just straight up destroyed lives. My life has never been the same ever since her and that abortion. And you can say whatever you want to say about it, but I'm the one that has to live with it. I'm the one that has to... I have to live with that darkness. It was not cool, man, you know? It was not okay what happened to her and what happened to me because of it. And not just me, it was other people that used to date her too. They were, I didn't even understand what had happened. All I know is that I had a kid and I was moving on. And turns out that that's not even my kid. As far as I understand, that's not even my kid. So now I'm wondering, out of all these kids that are supposedly mine, how many are really mine? It makes me wonder. Because I sure would like to be in their life. That's pretty sick. Getting someone to raise somebody else's daughter until they're 3 years old, and then ripping that daughter and then another daughter that's believed to be yours away from you like that. And not even contact you or anything. Get just negligent, I'll just put it that way, negligent protective orders on the other parent. And then on top of that, incriminate them on things that they're guilty of and not the person that they're accusing them are guilty of. It's pretty sad whenever somebody gets to pin abuse on somebody else. Fake charges and whatnot. Like Mueller with these fake charges and whatnot. It's all just trick in the book. For them, at least. Some of you are hearing about this for the first time. But fake charges do happen. I'm sure you've heard about people that are protesting or whatever, and then they have fake charges put on them. It's ridiculous what goes on sometimes. But the point of the matter is that it's really hard to say this, but you know, I get depressed a lot of the times whenever I think about what happened to my ex. And I think about it a lot. It haunts me, like every day. It's really hard to live with. And it's really even hard for me to talk about. Because I get pretty emotional about it. It's not that I'm upset, it's that I get emotional about it. It's just that it's one of those things that I don't get to talk about with anybody. Because they wouldn't even understand. They don't understand. Some of them do, who knows? Maybe somebody will understand. Maybe somebody will listen one day. But you know, the good thing about my story is that I can say that I lived it. I've been through that, and it's made me a stronger person because of it. And for the longest time, I didn't understand what that meant growing up, becoming a stronger person because of what you had gone through. Until pretty much that, and recently. And I feel like I'm a stronger person because of what I went through with that. You know, this is a new page in my life, living here in Alaska. I love it out here. I love the people out here. I love everything out here. The performances are fun. It's very chilled and laid back here in Alaska. It really is. I love every moment of being here, and I don't ever plan on going back down to the lower 48. Now, don't get me wrong, it's tempting to get out of here once in a while. But man, you're always going to think about these eagles and the mountains and everything out here whenever you're away from here. It's all you're going to be talking about. At least as far as I see it. It's beautiful out here. There's eagles and ravens and sea lions and bears, porcupines, all sorts of birds. Alaskan blue jay is beautiful. It's black on the bottom with the blue head. It's cool. I love bird watching out here. There's tons of gulls out here in Auk Bay. It's kind of haunted out here in Auk Bay, though, especially Auk Bay. It kind of has to hit you though. It has to creep up on you. You have to be here for a while for it to really sink in what's going on around you. And for you to run into enough things here for it to be like, oh, okay. Oh, whoa. Or to really find it. And believe me, I'm sure I found it. Oh yeah. I think I found the most haunted spot of Juno. And I will not be revealing this location. It's only between maybe like me and one other person right now. And that's what's up. But yeah. I plan to do a trip down there and do some footage. We'll see what happens. It's crazy. There's all sorts of things being seen out here in Juno. All types of things. It's cool. Orbs, all types of stuff. All types of footage. It's cool. It's cool hearing the stories, but I love to see the footage. That's what's up. I love pictures of ghosts and stuff. It's so awesome. I've had ghosts appear in my pictures. You could actually see their face and everything. It was the most craziest thing I've ever seen in my life. In my life, my friends. It's very cool. I once picked up the phone and had the devil on the other line. How we've gotten on this subject from Defund Planned Parenthood, I'm not sure. But still, the fact remains that we should defund Planned Parenthood, for one. And for two, the devil really was on the other line. It was something like the devil, because it went... I was like, what? And I hung up the phone. And then I picked it back up, and it was normal. I called the person again, and it was a normal person on the phone this time. But I was in a haunted house from where I was making the phone call, and I was using the house phone. And I was kind of tipsy. But I wasn't tipsy enough to not understand what was going on, because I definitely know that I dialed the phone number and the devil was on the other line, and I hung up. Or what, the closest resemblance of what you think the devil would sound like. It was weird. It was so weird. Very weird. I had just gotten done playing guitar, and I set the guitar down, and I went and called somebody, because everybody else was sleeping. But I didn't know it, but there was one person that was awake that was listening the whole time. And if I was the man, I take that back. I wouldn't have made the move anyways. Because I had a shot at the same person, and I didn't make a move then either. We made out, but that's about it. But yeah, defund Planned Parenthood. Support good times. Defund Planned Parenthood. Support good times. Defund Planned Parenthood. Support good times. Support good times. Support good times. I'm out.